This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS, in New Delhi this morning. The celebrations will highlight the legacy of the RSS, its cultural contributions, and its role in the country's unity. The Prime Minister will release a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contribution to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Mahanavmi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Navratri will bring good fortune, prosperity, and success in everyone's life. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is announcing its monetary policy review. RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day meeting on Monday in Mumbai to review economic conditions and decide on key policy rates. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra is scheduled to unveil the outcome of the meeting at 10 a.m. The announcement is closely watched by markets, businesses, and policymakers as it impacts borrowing costs, lending rates, and overall economic activity. In the previous policy meeting held in August, the MPC had unanimously kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.50%. India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect today. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement is a modern and ambitious agreement that incorporates, for the first time in any free trade agreement FTA signed by India, a commitment linked to investment and job creation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is standing shoulder to shoulder with the people of Punjab and committed to provide all possible help to flood-affected people of the state. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann met Mr. Shah in New Delhi last evening and apprised him on the extent of damages caused in the state in the aftermath of floods during the monsoon season. In Manipur, security forces arrested at least five cadres of different militant groups yesterday. One active cadre belonging to the proscribed RPF-PLA and two cadres of the proscribed outfit UPPK were arrested from Imphal East District, while one cadre of KCP City Mete faction and one cadre of NRFM were arrested from Imphal West District, police said. The death toll from a magnitude 6.9 earthquake in the central Philippines has risen to 31. Local media reported, citing reports from the Cebu Provincial Information Office. The report from DZMM Radio came as rescuers searched for casualties in the province after last night's quake damaged buildings and roads and knocked out power in parts of the region. Durga Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Durga Navami, also known as Mahanavami, is celebrated as the ninth and penultimate day of the Navratri festival. Devotees worship Ma Siddhi Dhatri, the ninth and final form of goddess Durga today. Dhak baja, kashur baja, ullu de ar shakh
baja, bachur pare abar elo maje. The Mahanavami Puja, according to Vishuddha Siddhanta, began at 5:40 a.m. today. Homa and other rituals will follow. There will be Shandha Arti and other rituals in the evening. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India thrashed Sri Lanka by 59 runs in a rain-affected opening match of the ICC Women's World Cup 2025 in Guwahati. And that is the end of the news bulletin.